Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. The end of the week, it is a Friday afternoon, and I wanted to stop by and just talk to you a little bit about what's been going on this week, what I've been seeing, what I've been noticing. I've been paying attention to what some of my friends in the coaching community and the business community are doing, and what are some of the, you know, the bright side of everything that's going on out there. I know it's freaking out some business owners, but there's still a bright side to all of it, right? And that's what we got to look for. We got to keep our eyes peeled for that kind of thing. And it was kind of interesting because one of the things that it's done to some people, not everyone yet is doing this, but some people have begun to step up. Now, people who have been quiet for many, many years, you see them on social media, they'll never post anything that's controversial in any way. They'll just post things that are funny or, you know, lighthearted or a quote or something like that. They're not really taking a stand on anything. You never really knew where they stood, right? And what they're finding, those people are finding that their content is kind of being ignored today because we're in this very polarized world. And if you're right down the middle on it, that's not what we want. We want either this side or this side, but certainly not in the middle. And the people who have been in the middle, and some people are still staying there because they think it's safe to stay there, and they're not stepping up. And when they don't step up, they don't get noticed. And I find that really fascinating. I'm seeing more and more people taking a stand. I never knew their politics before. Now I do. I have seen in my own feed that people who start to see what my politics are, where I lean and what I believe in, who disagree with me, they cut me off. They unfriend me. So I didn't get upset about that because I just realized it's like, okay, if they consider themselves my friend and they want to not be my friend because they don't agree with me or agree with my viewpoint, are they really my friend? And the answer is no, because truthfully, I would never unfriend somebody or cut off a friendship because I didn't agree with them. I got a lot of people I don't agree with. And this is how it keeps the conversation robust and keeps us growing, right? But the time for sort of the milquetoast approach to life, the sort of center of the road, we're not going to ruffle any feathers, I think for a lot of people, they're recognizing that time is done. And I'll give you some ideas. You know, I had people who were middle of the road and they're putting videos up on YouTube and such, and they're getting no views. Nobody's watching the videos. And as frustrating as anything to be working and doing these videos and creating this content if nobody's going to see it. Now, when they take a stand, I don't care if it's left or right, they take a stand, what ends up happening is their views go way up. Why? Because that's a reaction of where we are right now as a society. We're polarized. We're very polarized. And I suspect it's going to be this way for a little while until there's an event that happens that brings us back together again. You know, think of 9/11, right? We were very polarized before 9/11. 9/11 happens, all of a sudden everyone comes together and there's this great unity because we're all fighting a common cause at that point. So I suspect that's what it's going to take for us to get the unity back, if you will. I know there's a lot of people crying out for it. And right now that's not where we are. So you got to really take it for what it's worth and you got to step up. And I've been encouraging my clients to do this, you know, in their own worlds, their own families, among their friends. Some of them have dared to go out on social media. I was on a mastermind call this morning and they asked me how things were going. And I said, you know, if you haven't been banned yet, if your posts haven't been blocked, if you haven't had warnings put on your posts, you're not working hard enough. And everyone got a kick out of it. And I said, but it's absolutely true. Because the truth of the matter is we've got a battle going on here, a battle for free speech. And it doesn't matter what side of the game you're playing here. If free speech is cut off, right, that's a slippery slope. Because right now they may not like anything Trump or anything Republican, that kind of thing. But where does that stop? Where is that line drawn? And does that line move? And does it come to a point where it starts cutting out all the guys in the middle? And then it goes even further and starts to cut out all the guys on the left, right? And what you're starting to see is you're starting to see that happen now. And some people who are in the middle, who are like middle of the road, all of a sudden they're having trouble getting their posts out and stuff. So it's a battle. It's a full-out information war. And, you know, the idea of hiding your opinions, hiding what you believe, is kind of silly at this point. Because the truth of the matter is we don't want freedom of speech to go away. We want it to be here. We want it to be robust. We want to have these kinds of conversations. Now, the idea of, hey, let's not talk politics, let's not talk religion, let's not talk vaccines, all of this stuff is crazy. Crazy in a time like this. In a time like this, we should be coming together. We should all be talking more about all this stuff. And now that it's being cut off, what it does, they cut off the top guys, right? And everybody else, I don't want to get blocked, I don't want to get blocked. So they won't post anything. They won't talk about anything. And I said, that's the worst possible thing you can do. So I went today and I started to contact my friends and say, we're getting together on this day, this morning we're getting that. And it's like, I have a whole week planned of meeting people next week because I haven't seen people in person for a long time. They're like, are you sure it's safe? I'm like, of course it's safe to get together. What is this? You know, everyone's been scared into their corners. So I'm pushing back on that in my own world. I hope you're going to do the same as well, because it is time to do that. It's time to give up the ghost on this narrative, what did they call it? Fear porn? I heard that word, that terminology. I thought it was kind of interesting. It really is fear porn, right? And really, people are just being scared and scared and scared. When you have a scared person or a scared society, it's easy to manipulate them. It's easy to make them do things they wouldn't ordinarily do, right? You think about 9/11. People were so afraid that they chose to jump out of a 110-story building to their death, certain death, rather than stay there. They were so scared. So when you have enough fear, people will do anything. There's no limit to what people will do when they're in enough fear. And that's what we're seeing right now. I wrote about in my book, Motivational Marketing, many years ago. I wrote about fear being a very powerful motivator. When you scare people enough, you know, they're going to do things. They're going to buy your products. They're going to attend your seminars because they don't want to have the issue that's going to happen if they don't. It's not a fun thing to use. I don't use it a lot in my marketing because I really don't like it. But it is a powerful motivator, and we see it being used again and again. Now, if we don't push back on it, if we don't stand up, and if we don't start putting our message out there and start communicating with our networks, even if it's 5 people, even if it's 2 people, it's worthwhile doing. Somebody asked me today, you know, what should I be doing? You know, if you could talk to one person today and help open their eyes to what's really going on, just give them a little clue. You've done everything you could possibly do for today. If all of us did that, we would double in size the number of people who recognize what's really going on. And you might say, well, somebody might hate me. That's okay. Yeah, that just means they're not ready to hear the message. Some people are unfriended me because of my messaging, right? It's okay. Just means they're not ready to hear it. They'll come back or they won't. And it won't matter because I know what my message is. I know what I believe. I know what I have to do. And I'm going to continue to do it because I'm on a mission, as well as most of us are. Now, the other thing that was really interesting is somebody said, I feel so alone in this battle, this push against the censorship, the push against big tech, the push against the vaccine, the push against, you know, the narrative about masks and the narrative about the virus and all the rest of it and all the shutdowns. And I said, that really is true. We feel alone because we've been separated. But the truth of the matter is, if you came together as a group, you'd realize there are a lot of people who feel the same way, who think the same way. There's a lot more of us than there are of them. They just happen to have the media on their side. So their story gets amplified and amplified and amplified, and it looks like it's everybody. It's not. It's a very small subset, which means, and you're starting to see now, there's cracks in the dam. Right? We're starting to see there's court cases, for instance, about the election fraud. People are now going to jail. It's starting out small, and it'll get to a point where it'll start to gain more and more momentum. And at some point, people are going to recognize what happened. Andrew Cuomo, another one, Cuomo, I should say, pronounce the name properly. God, I'm an Italian from New York. You think I'd be to get that one right. If you look at that, you know, you're starting to see what he did in New York to do a lot of damage. Now, they're going after him. That means they're going to go after the next one. Newsom here in California, we've still got things locked down. Gosh, it's coming up on a year, right? March 20th here is going to be 1 year that things here in California have been locked down. We're the first state to lock down. We will be the last state, I promise you, to open back up. And you're seeing citizens pushing back. All the restaurants here in Carlsbad got together and they said, we're not listening to the governor anymore. We're just opening. And all the restaurants here are now open. And open for indoor dining. They just said, you know, this is ridiculous. There's no science that supports anything that they're doing. We're just, you know, opening up. And you realize when they started to get together, they realized they were all thinking the same thing. They all thought everyone else was like, oh, we're not going to open. We're not going to open. It's a bad thing. And when they started talking, they started to get together as restaurant owners. They realized they were all on the same page. And they put this plan together. And March 1st, they decided we're done. And they're going back to business. They're opening up again. Smart, right? It's the same for all of us. You know, we're getting blocked on YouTube. We're getting blocked on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all these major social networks. I call it corporate social networks are banning a lot of the things that we're saying. I've been banned. I've been blocked. I've been, you know, my stuff taken down. I don't care. There are other networks that I can put it on, you know. And the truth of the matter is, I know I'm not alone in my thinking. I know I'm not alone pushing back against this. I've been on Facebook this week a little bit, kind of having fun. People were like, oh, you have to wear a mask. It's important to wear a mask. I can't believe Texas is removing the mask mandate. Texas is not saying You can't wear a mask. They're just saying, we're not going to mandate it. Back to freedom again. Oh my God, what a concept, right? If you choose to wear a mask, wear one. If you want to wear two, wear two. If you want to wear the whole damn box, go ahead and wear the whole damn box. No one is going to stop you. If you think that that's helping you, more power to you. But if you're like me and you've done the research and you realize, mask isn't doing a damn thing except hurting you, I'm not going to wear one. I shouldn't be forced to wear one. I hardly ever wear it around here. If I go into a store and they require it, I'll put it on, but I'm in and out of that store really quickly. I don't spend any time there because it's uncomfortable breathing through your mask, breathing your own CO2, right? So we're coming back to a point where more and more people are waking up. There are now 13 states, by the way, who don't have a mask mandate. Doesn't mean you can't wear one. It means they don't force you to wear one. Here in California, it's a mask mandate. You have to wear a mask. The stores won't let you in the store. They actually have in the stores here people standing by the door to make sure you're masked. Went to Whole Foods the other day and kind of forgot my mask. And they said, oh, we can't let you in without a mask. So they had to give me one, right? They won't let you in without a mask. They just won't let you in. Okay, well, that's the game. I've got to play that game. I need to eat. I need food. I'm going to go play that game. But I'm in and out of there as quick as I possibly can get. I don't spend any time shopping anymore. When you shop, you buy more. When you don't shop, you buy what you need and you're out. Hurts the store. Sad, but that's the way it is. Right? So the pushback is happening. You know, people are saying nothing's happening, nothing's happening. The pushback is happening. It's not happening as fast as we expect. We expected things to be bam overnight like that, not overnight. It's going to take a while. But if we keep at it, if we keep pushing and we keep pushing and we keep chipping away at it and chipping away at it, we will get to a point where we hit critical mass. And when we hit critical mass, that's when the dam falls. Okay? It's starting. You're seeing cases now being won about the election. You're seeing states, individuals, companies, restaurants pushing back on the lockdowns. It's working. You're seeing, you know, recalls of governors who really went to extremes and turned California into basically a communist nation in some ways, right? In New York, you're seeing the same thing. Cuomo is going to be out of there. He's not going to last. He's not going to survive this. And nor is Newsom. Newsom here in California, they got over 2 million signatures. They only needed 1.5 million. They overachieved. He's going to be recalled. He'll be gone. His life in politics is over. I know he's Nancy Pelosi's nephew, but his life in politics is done. So I want you not to give up hope. I want you to continue doing what you're doing and keep getting the message out there. Even if you get it out to two people, like my videos here don't get thousands of views, but I put it here, I put it there, I put it in like 10, 15 different places. I get 100 here, 200 there, 100 there, 50 here, 20 there. And that's all I'm looking for. I don't need millions of views to get the message out. I don't need millions of views to make an impact. It's really all you have to do. If you can talk to one person and explain to them, listen, I know you believe this. Here's the other side of the story that you're not being told. When all the news media is telling you exactly the same story and using the exact same phrases, the exact same sentences, you know something's wrong. No way in the world does that happen. You got 10 people that see an accident, you're going to ask 10 people, they're going to give you 10 different stories. No way is all the media in lockstep like this without something nefarious going on. So you explain that to them and you say, okay, let me share with you some of the things that I've learned, some of the things that I know, and let me share with you some things that might help you open your eyes a little bit. It's just a little bit. You don't even need them to get all the way, just a little bit. Just to say, you know, really what you're seeing, you're looking at President Biden, who can't complete a sentence, who loses his place, and he says, what am I doing here? And he's lost, completely lost. This guy has his finger on the button, the nuclear button. Scary. You've never been scared before? You should be scared now, right? And you got to let people know about this stuff. You got to let them know it's not all that it looks like. It's something else is going on here. And the more we talk about it, the more we get together, the more we push back, the harder it's going to be for the narrative to continue. We're going to bust through it. We already are busting through it in a big way. And we're going to see more of that falling by the wayside. So I wanted to leave you with that for today. I want to wish you a great weekend. And if you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. Share it with your friends. Share it with your followers. The more we can get this message out, maybe that's all you need to do today is share this with two people, right? And let them know, hey, listen, this guy's got an idea. And let them know that there's more to what is going on out there than meets the eye, and certainly more than what they're being told in mainstream media. I know a lot of people only get their news through mainstream media and they believe it. And they only believe it not because it's true. They only believe it because it's coming from a place in their mind of authority. And they look at that and they say, well, you know, the media is not going to lie. And then when they see the other side, they're shocked because they go, what in the world? this is what's really going on. I'm being told this. I don't get it. Why would they do that? Forget about the why. Just look at what's going on. Get your news from many, many different sources. I'm between 30, 40, sometimes even 50 different sources I'm getting information from because I want to know. I want to be kept in the loop. I want to know what's going on. I don't care about the narrative and the mainstream media. I want to know what's really going on. And the only way to do that is you got to bust through and you got to get your news somewhere else. Exactly what they do in communist China. You know, they poke holes in the firewall and they get access to information that is otherwise banned by the government, which is what's happening here. You got to keep informed. You got to do it. You know, this is where we are right now. I hope it doesn't stay this way, but that's where we are right now. And you got to do the best you can. Again, thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk real soon.